It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Good morning, Blue. How you doing there, brother?
I'm doing good, Joe. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, hey, listen, we got a lot to get to. Booker T last night. I didn't realize all the games were done now. Number one seed in the region with a 21-16 makeup second half that was postponed from earlier against Palmetto. So how good is Booker T and how deep can they go into the playoffs?
I'll tell you what, they could be a surprise in 2A. You know, Cardinal Gibbons has fallen off quite a bit, and they were one of the teams that figured in 2A to be, you know, especially down South Florida. But the emergence of Booker T. Washington, as I always said, you can never, ever, ever sleep on a nice Harris team. I mean, he does a tremendous job. A lot of young kids. You know, a lot of first-year players that are playing for him, but they've really come on. I was at that first half of that game, you know, like a month and a half ago, and then it rained and it was close, and then Booker T yesterday kind of finished it off. And certainly them and a power from the past, Miami Carroll City. Coach Stubbs has done a tremendous job. They'll finish out 7-3. They'll be in the mix as well in 2A. So we'll see what happens south-wise. North, there's a lot of teams, you know, up in North Florida, but certainly, Joe,
yeah,
keep your eye on Booker T. Washington,
all right,
you know, come playoff time.
We got to get in this other topic I've been hitting a little bit, in case you haven't heard. We talked about Norland and Western getting one-game forfeit, lost one game for recruiting. Now Miami Central looks like they're going to forfeit all 8 wins, and they're done. So what happened exactly there, Blue, just so I'm not off target, that Central could let something like this happen where they have a guy that's played too many years of high school football?
Well, exactly, and that's the thing. You know, I mean, there's obviously, when something like that happens, a lot of finger-pointing. And you know what? I'm gonna take this approach, and rightfully so. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, you have to know that the kids played. Somebody has to know, you know, whether it's a teammate, whether it's a coach, somebody. In this day of social media, things like that don't go unnoticed. And, you know, I mean, I know everybody involved, and the worst part of it is these young men who had nothing to do with it. The seniors who are going to play their last, they thought that maybe they had a really, really legitimate shot to win a state title this
right.
year. You know, kids like Ezekiel Marcelin on the way to University of Miami and Floyd Picard, who's going out west, and some of these seniors who had an opportunity to kind of finish off a career, and it was taken away from them. And that's the sad part, because they lost all 9 games. And, you know, the thing is it somebody somewhere along the line to say, hey, wait a minute. You know, I played youth football league with that guy, and he was, you know, a year ahead of me.
Right.
You know, and how are we in the same grade now? And, you know, I mean, in this case, you want to kind of walk on eggshells, but you can't. Too many bad things have happened out of this. And it's not like they lost a game or 2 games, but they lost a season.
Yeah.
And that's sad. And that's a real sad part of this whole thing, that, you know, maybe the wake-up call is going to have a lot of these ADs and these principals and administrators and coaches, you know, have to be accountable for this. Something has to be, you know, I mean, you just can't sweep this under the rug. I mean, these are young men's lives. And this is a part where you look back in 10 years and go, oh, we had a chance, you know, we played
for
state.
No, for sure.
But now they got to sit home. And that's bad. You know, you look at the New Orleans situation where when they played Coco, they had a young man kicked out of the game, and the very next week he played against American Heritage. So to me, that's, you know, I mean, that's another thing. You got to figure, hey, oh, that kid was kicked out, and the rules are, and everybody knows the rules.
Yeah, that's no surprise. That's right.
Yeah, and that to me, and what that did is that turned the entire situation around for New Orleans. from going from a number one seed, a district champion, and somebody who could have hosted when they play the rematch against American Heritage. Now American Heritage becomes a number one seed statewide, will have the home advantage all the way through, and when they rematch with that Norland, which is probably going to happen, now the fans will be limited because Heritage isn't a very big stadium. So you take all those fans, and Norland has some crazy supportive fans, and you take them out of the mix. And that's another thing. When it's done, it's not the players, and the players have to pay the price.
Yeah.
And that's unfortunate. And then you look at the other situation in Western, and that's one of those things, too, that somebody had to know. You know, I was out there last week for their West Broward game, and, you know, I asked questions, but, you know, you never get a great answer. But in that case, and I will tell you, watch out for Western. They are a good football team. They kind of laid low all year, but let's look at who they lost to. You know, they lost to Hoover, Alabama, who's now 11-1. They lost to St. Thomas Aquinas. They lost to Chaminade. They lost to American Heritage, and those are their losses on field. And there's certainly no shame to lose to all those teams. Now, when the playoffs begin next week, most likely, and we'll find out today because the FHSA will release tonight the brackets for next week, or for the playoffs, and we'll find out where they sit. Do they sit at a 6 seed?
Yeah.
Or do they sit at a 7 seed or even an 8 seed where they would play the number 1 seed Columbus? And I'm sure Dave Dunn doesn't want that right off
right.
the bat, especially with a program like this that, they could be one of those teams, you know, that could surprise everybody. They have talent and certainly have a lot of coaching.
Hey, Blue, I got to ask you one more question, and I'm done with this high school, this transfer and all this. I really am. I have nothing against the transfer once a year.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. But I do have a problem. Like, so these things are all happening. So we got to look at, like, somebody's letting them into the school. I understand a principal's got a big job. He's in charge of everybody at that school. But if you get a guy and somebody says, hey, this dude happens to be very good, if you're letting a guy in that's literally just transferring just because his girlfriend's going to school there and he's not very good, nobody cares. So we're talking about good players, right? First of all, is this an AD thing? Is it a principal thing? Is it a Dade County athletic director thing when somebody that everybody needs to know about it? Or is it a coach thing? Where's this fall on?
It's got to be a district thing. It's got to be, it's got to be school by school. And certainly, I talked to Rocky Gillis from Broward County, and we talked about that. And there's just, you're setting yourself up almost for failure, because what can happen now, and Kim Bocamper and I talked about this when I saw him, what it is you got to lack discipline, because if you get in a kid's face or this or that, and that's on a Friday, and then Monday he's enrolled someplace else, what kind of signal does that send, especially in the middle of the season?
Yeah.
Now, if you leave at the beginning or during spring, that's one thing.
I agree. But
how can you leave in game 6 or game 7 and then still be eligible?
We ought to put the new rule in. It's called quitter's rule. You can't quit. You're going to find out something in real life. Like, hey, I'm sorry you're not getting as many footballs thrown to you. I'm sorry you're not getting as many carries. I'm sorry you found out you're the backup because you're not as good as the other guy. Guess what, man? That's part of life. So
100%. Yeah. 100%. And not only that, when you make a move, okay, let's say your family moves from one place to another, then you have no option. But when you just move because of the fact, there's got to be a reason. And when I say this to somebody, they go, well, he had to go because of this. What? Come on. He started, why don't you, do you let your teammates down? Especially there's a couple of kids who left in the middle of that had played a role at that school, and they just left. And it's, and the thing is somebody mentioned this to me the other day, you could have virtually by game 5, if a lot of these schools, a lot of these star players see that they're not going to win the district, they could all go to another school and they'll have a super program by the end of the year. there's got to be some.
Does anybody in the Florida High School Athletic Association or Manny Diaz, the politician, does anybody think there's something wrong with what we have going on? Does anybody think that I don't know, unless that's maybe what we're all into? Just being like,
it's a county by county thing, and that's the whole thing. You know, it's not a state thing. State goes on eligibility, but if that's that has nothing to do with eligibility, that's just, you know, a county should say, hey, listen, no, it's not happening here. Okay, either you stay at your other school or you sit out the rest of the year. We can't have this going on. We just can't. Yeah. I mean, you could tell me all the things you want when I'm on the sideline, and you could tell me all the excuses you want, Joe, about why this happened. Why
it should never happen.
It's never happened in the past. It would never have happened 10, 15 years ago.
I'm glad you feel that way, Blue. I'm glad to hear that, because I'm sure we're all taking a little crap that we're not allowing kids to and parents to do whatever they want. Oh, my God, it's so bad. Hey, real quickly, give me the top five teams as we get ready to start the playoffs next week.
Well, obviously, Chaminade stays at one.
Ooh, yes, they do.
Central drops away, from that new number two position. Heritage goes into that number two position.
All right,
St. Thomas,
Diabel.
Yes, exactly. Then you have Central. Then obviously you have St. Thomas, and then you have a Northwestern team. Teddy Bridgewater's played extremely well. Now they have an opportunity with Central out of the way to maybe get to the entire state finals. And obviously, I'm gonna elevate a program that I think has done tremendously, and we just talked about it. I think Western's the top five team right now.
Western's come all the way back to being a top five.
Wow. Them and you know what? But we'll see. Everything plays out, and when we start things out next week, we'll have a better idea of who's going where. And we'll see if we have an exciting first round game. Usually, you just have like a 1-8, but. You never know, especially with all this shuffling around. But next week, when we convene next week, we'll have really good things to talk about.
It's going to be good. By the way, Rocky Gillis, always a good way to go. What a stand-up dude he is. I love myself some Rocky, man. You got to have a few drinks in the Bahamas with Rocky to really understand him.
I hear you.
All right. Thanks, Blue. All right, appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due.